do we act loving if we're in a committed relationship when we don't feel loving? Or should we wait on the feelings before acting? People debate this, and one of the reasons that they debate it is because in a traditional society, feelings are considered somewhat of a luxury. But now, for sure in 2017, and even for the last generation or two, feelings are very important. Our culture is very in love with love. And I wonder the same thing about patience. When we don't feel patient, when we're not patient in our being, especially with a few specific people, most of us struggle with some folks to be patient, what do we do? Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a sermonette, an extra 5 minutes to add to the sermon, which reminds me, the one recording it, and hopefully you also, to think about the gospel of Jesus, the good news that we're loved in Christ. We're a mess naturally, but he loves us and calls us his own. So as we look at patience, I gave a couple of tips and techniques in the middle of the sermon, and I don't like giving tips and techniques because tips and techniques are not hope. They're not going to last. They're not going to help us in the middle of the night when we wake up. But oftentimes, tips and techniques are the product of thinking about the truths that we believe in. Years ago, I was having trouble with one of my daughters. We were just not finding each other nearly as often as I wanted us to be able to. We had trouble communicating, and we weren't having as much fun as I expected us to have. And so I came up with two things. One, I stopped asking her to be polite to me. And two, I stopped saying her name all the time. And that might sound funny. I still wanted her to be polite to every other human, her sister, her mother, people that we come in contact with at church and at school and the grocery store. And I still said her name when I was sitting with her. We were talking about something and I had to. But I realized I was asking her to be polite all the time. And it was just space that was taken up with a little bit of negative energy. And I realized I was saying her name across the house all the time. It was always because something was a little bit off. And so for a while, I just stopped doing those things, and I don't think about them much anymore, and I probably do both of them plenty, but for a season, they helped me act more patient with her. I imagine that there's someone in your life you wish you acted more patient with. Now, you really wish, as do I, that we actually felt more patient towards them, but in the meantime, perhaps we can consider, how might I act more patient with this person? Maybe begin with questions instead of launching in on them. Now, if we don't do that with the right tone, it's not going to work. We can have the very best question and the wrong tone of voice, and it's not going to work. I can tell you when you're ready to add tips and techniques to a relational dynamic. It's when you're not having imaginary conversations with them. I heard a pastor say this years ago, and he's very correct, that when we're still having imaginary conversations with someone, something else in the relationship is wrong. Maybe we need space. Maybe we need reconciliation. Maybe we need to forgive that person, but it's bigger than just acts of patience. But for a follower of Jesus, if your allegiance is to Christ, then thinking through how can I act more patient towards this person is an act of neighbor love. And alongside that act of neighbor love, or acts, plural, we pray, Holy Spirit, please grow me up in patience as you have promised to do. Patience is listed as a fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, meaning that's what the Spirit does in our hearts, is grow us up in patience. Love is defined by description in 1 Corinthians 13 as patient, so we ask Jesus to help us with our parent, coworker, spouse, brother or sister, child, friend. Help me to be more patient with them. As we think through how can we act more patient, if our allegiance is not to Christ, I am not sure if the tips and techniques will help you. I would encourage you to pray. That's it for 5 More Minutes this week. I hope that the gospel of Jesus reminds you that God has been so patient with us and that that living argument draws us into greater patience with the neighbors in our life.